Well, it is, of course, primary day here in Iowa and several other states. I sat down with Dennis Goldford, a professor of politics at Drake University in Des Moines, to talk about how today's races are shaping up. I asked him which races he thinks are the most interesting this year.
Certainly the two most interesting races in central Iowa are the gubernatorial race on the Republican side for that nomination, because it's basically a fight over the direction of the Iowa Republican Party. And the third district race, with that whole host of characters, seven people running for the nomination to take on Leonard Boswell. The Iowa Senate race on the Democratic side is not a foregone conclusion, but pretty clearly Roxanne Conlon is the person to beat on that side. There's an interesting race in the second district for the Republican nomination. But the two main races of interest would be the 3rd District and the Republican gubernatorial race.
And as far as the congressional races are concerned, there are a lot of candidates out there this year in a couple of races. Do you expect any strong showings? Anybody going to get that 35% to move on?
Well, the fact that the Republican state chair has already announced a date for a nominating convention suggests that even he doesn't think, at least in the 2nd and 3rd districts, there's likely to be a candidate who gets 35%. When we think about candidates, we don't always think of politicians fondly, but they tend to be rational actors. And if they don't think it's going to be a good year, they don't run. Conversely, if they do think it's going to be a good year, they might say, now's the time lightning might strike. So among the Republicans, a lot think it's going to be a Republican year. So you have a whole host of people trying to take on Leonard Boswell and quite a number trying to take on Bruce Braley and David Loebsack. So the more candidates who get in makes it obviously harder for someone to get that 35% requirement here in Iowa.
And I, of course, want to talk about the gubernatorial race. I'm curious, Representative Rod Roberts, who's widely considered the underdog in that primary, has accused his opponents, former Governor Branstad and businessman Bob Vanderplaats, of running a divisive campaign. Do you think that's a fair criticism? And if so, how does that affect the ultimate winner in the fall?
Any political campaign is divisive because one party is saying vote for us and not the other party. I wouldn't say it's a nasty campaign. Iowa's not Mississippi or South Carolina or Alabama or Texas. So Iowans tend not to like a lot of nasty campaigns. We tend not to get nasty campaigns. But certainly Terry Branstad and Bob Vanderplaats have run tough campaigns. And if Rod Roberts talks about divisiveness, to some extent I think that's more of a campaign strategy.
We've heard a lot of political observers this season talk about anti-establishment sentiment around the country. Do you see that as being a factor this year here in Iowa?
When we talk about the establishment or incumbency issue, we've got to make a distinction. People talk about an anti-incumbency mood in terms of individuals. So whoever's holding office, no matter what party, if he's an incumbent, you want to throw him out. That's not so much the case, I think. The other way of talking about the establishment or incumbency issue is to think in terms of parties. In other words, Democrats are the incumbent party. So the anti-incumbency passions seem to be more against the Democrats as the incumbent party than it is against specific incumbents per se. We Iowans have to remember that as difficult and as tough and contentious as this election year has been, we'll get to November, and we don't get time off because right after Thanksgiving, caucuses start.
Well, on that note, thank you, Professor Goldford.
You're welcome.